Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Los Angeles. Welcome back. This is Carlos Antonio Montenegro, and I'm a licensed California bail agent, and I reside in Los Angeles, and I also work here in Los Angeles as a bail agent. What an interesting profession. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining me here today. This is a very, very short little promo of our new season premiere, which will be airing on Friday, June 22nd, 2018 at 8 p.m., and we'll be airing every Friday for the rest of the year at 8 p.m. I'd ask you to join me and to talk about all these very, very interesting topics about the California Constitution and about the American Constitution, about the new laws that are changing in effect about California bail. In fact, the U.S. Constitution established America's national government and fundamental laws and guaranteed certain basic rights for its citizens. And it was signed on September 17, 1787 by delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, presided actually over by George Washington, the first president of the United States. The Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution states, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Now, this amendment prohibits the federal government from imposing unduly harsh penalties on criminal defendants, either as the price for obtaining pretrial release or as a punishment for crime after conviction. Now, right now in the state of California, we are going through a very historical bail reform movement. There's a lot of controversy about it. There are some that want to keep bail the same. Traditionally, a person calls from jail and they're offered 10%. It's called a premium. They pay on initial part of $50,000, they're going to pay a 10% premium, which is $5,000 bail. But there's also a new case or a new observation which came from the California Supreme Court down to the state trial courts and criminal courts. It's called the In re Humphrey case. And in the In re Humphrey case, which was in January 2018, it opened up the doors for bail reform in terms of how we view the world of the court and how we see things in pretrial services. There's been a lot of controversy about that because specifically in the In re Humphrey case, the court specifies that bail as set forth as statutory may be reduced down to an affordable amount that an individual can afford to get out of jail that would not detain them behind bars so that they would be able to get out and fight their case on the outside during pretrial, just like everybody else who can afford bail. So the question is whether this be constitutional or unconstitutional. Is it the right of everybody to be able to bail out? This show for 2018 is going to hit a lot of controversy. And we're going to be interviewing many, many, many people, very famous people and local people, and also the public about bail reform. Now, the problem is that although bail reform, as we see it coming in the state assembly, for example, SB 10, if we are to vote exactly for that and vote bailout, what are the alternatives to bail? Couldn't there be any alternatives where there's an eclectic mix of bail with GPS monitoring, bail with rehabilitation services? All of that, ladies and gentlemen, was discussed in the In re Humphrey case. So join me, Carlos Montenegro, on Friday, June 22nd, as we explore the California bail industry, as we go in search of the future of bail. Thank you, and I'll see you Friday, June 22nd at 8 o'clock p.m. Have a great day.
Just deep. we did deep.